Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cock to lock. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with you, class. Greg Lesher is with us. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vincent. Good morning.
So,
wow, what a day.
Yeah. Jumpin' Joe, the guy with the big chair, threatened Saudi Arabia with some economic pain. The Saudis say, oh, yeah. Well, get ready because we're going to inflict pain on the United States. They almost single-handedly, actually, I think they could single-handedly prevent Jumpin' Joe from staying in the big chair. Because if they reduce the supply of crude oil to the United States, Americans will go ballistic. And they'll say, Joe did it. And he did. And he won't get to stay in the big chair. Unless there's more corruption and election fraud. But, I was planning with our son that we need to buy some fuel oil for the farm and diesel. And we thought, you know, price is high. It's really high, like $4 a gallon. It's crazy high. It's undoable. And so we were thinking about it, and we thought, okay, so the election's coming. Jumpin' Joe is going to be, you know, running for re-election again, for no question about it, at least in his mind. And what he would do is reduce the whatever he could, reduce the price of oil to the end customer, which is all of us. And so we thought we'd wait and time it so that we could buy it at a lower price. And that's what we're doing. But then again, the Saudis could upset that whole plan and cause us major pain. And the problem is, class, you're not going to be able to buy fruit that's harvested with an electric tractor. You're not going to be able to buy bananas that are trucked in with electric trucks, and you're not going to be able to have hay cut, raked, baled for cows in the United States with electric balers. And it's not going to happen. So this is all a wish, and it's all based on fraudulent science that electricity powering vehicles, equipment, is clean. It is absolutely not clean.
No, I just saw, in fact, a little cartoon ad of the guy driving with a little bit of exhaust coming out of the exhaust, and I see the other guy on the other side with a cord plugged in, and directly across from him is a power plant with all kinds of smoke. Transferring one problem to the other. It just makes so much, okay, so you're not burning any fuel as your car's running down the road. That's complete baloney. You're using twice the amount of power that you ever used, which is causing that power plant to produce even more electricity. And I just also saw another article about a guy that bought his F-150 pickup, and as soon as he puts a load on there, which is what a pickup truck is for, and starts driving down the highway, it cut his range in less than half.
That's another lie. And then Mercedes just came out with a new supercar that goes 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds, and it's aimed at the billionaires. And who needs one of those? And where would you drive a vehicle that goes 0 to 60 in less than 2 seconds? Where in the United States of America would that be legal? Where would that not be reckless driving? Where?
Okay. Yeah. Explain that one, huh?
Yeah, and it goes about 200 miles an hour. Where is that legal? And
exactly.
So there's absolutely no need for this. No need whatsoever. No.
Well, just like the Dodge Hornet commercial. Okay. All these cars just racing down the road, taking America by swarm. And you can hear in the background all this humming from these engines wrapping up. Where in the world are you going to do, where's that legal?
Mm-hmm. That's not.
A racetrack, maybe?
Well, I used to race cars and back in the 1960s and the very early 70s. I used to race on the track. And here's what that did for us. We were the innovators. We were the guys that looked at cam timing. Camshaft timing. We were the guys that looked at compression ratios. We were the guys that were looking at reducing friction. We were the guys, parasitic drag, aerodynamics. We were the guys that were interested in fuel atomization, fuel combustion to air ratio mixtures, altering them, experimenting with fuels, experimenting with smoothing out the intake and exhaust systems for improved flow. We're looking for efficiency. Efficiency translated to better times on the track. We're looking at reducing the drag of the running gear. We're interested in reducing the drag of the tires. Everything you can think of, we were interested in and we were experimenting with. That's what we did. Okay, that's a little different from going to the Mercedes-Benz dealer and plopping down $2 million and buying one of these vehicles that the guy driving it has no idea how it works. And, it's a menace. These things are a menace on the road. There's a self-driving vehicle in San Francisco.
I'm sorry, but I don't feel comfortable about somebody taking their hands off the wheel and just reaching back and grabbing a snack or something else while this car is driving by itself. Yeah.
Or their girlfriend. It's like the old saying, when you're out with a girl, don't drive with one hand. Let her drive and use two. I mean, that's what we're talking about.
I feel more comfortable with the passenger reaching over and grabbing the wheel while the guy reaches back and grabs something.
Yeah, well, all right. So
either scenario, I don't feel comfortable. But
in San Francisco, there's one of these self-driving vehicles that's approved by the government of San Francisco, the city. And this thing ran over a dog, albeit a small dog. It ran over a dog.
Yeah.
Now that happens when people are behind the wheel too. So who's responsible? Is it the company that put that self-driving taxi on the road? Is it the government? Is it the guy that's supposed to be assisting the self-driving vehicle by being at the ready to grab the wheel if something goes awry? Who is responsible? Or is it the guy who owns the dog? Who is responsible for this? And I think we need to have very severe punishments for these self-driving vehicles, severe punishments for everybody involved, starting with the board of directors of the companies that make them, going down to the presidents and vice presidents, going to the people who buy them and get behind the wheel. All of them, everybody should be held accountable and brought to court and convicted.
You say a small dog, a child's next, right?
Absolutely. Police cars, police are rendering assistance on the side of the road, and then these vehicles just crash into the back of them.
Yeah.
They crash into the back of trucks, the ambulances, fire trucks. They crash into nouns. I've used the word nouns. People, places, and things. That's what they do. And yet,
well, yeah, I've heard of, you know, they're driving along on the highway, right? And then all of a sudden the car starts slowing down by itself and stops and pulls up right behind somebody who's parked on the shoulder, thinking that maybe it's the traffic that's slowed down.
Right.
Do you want that kind of intelligence, you know, well, running you down the road at 70 miles an hour?
Well, there's another thing. There's been reports of a fire truck being impeded because a self-driving vehicle just got in the way.
Yes. Yeah.
So now if people die in the fire because the fire truck can't get there, now who's responsible? Is it Waymo? Is it Tesla? Is it the company that manufactured the vehicle? Is it the moron behind the wheel? Is it the guy who
bought the... absolutely it is.
Which one of these morons is responsible? Or all of them. It's
Sorry
actually
about the
all
background
of them.
Noise. I'm ahead in the house right now. Out here with the chickens.
Yeah.
You
know, Greg, I was thinking about our instructors this morning before class, and I was thinking about what is it about us that separates most of us from the GDP? And you bring this to the fore all the time, and that is we look at the long run. We look at, okay, so we could do it cheap and we could do it fast, but we'll have to do it again and again and again because the cheap and fast will wear out, it'll break, it's too thin, it won't, you know, it's not durable. So we don't do it that way. We do it long run. That is one of the main takeaways of USA Prepares. And here's what I mean by that, class. We're putting in an expanded garden. And I have a roll of chicken wire that I bought years ago. And I could just wrap this chicken wire around the garden, and, you know, it's about 3 feet tall. And that'll keep, the chickens from going into it. But I'll have to replace it because it'll get all banged up by the end of the season. So we didn't do that. What we did was we took cattle panels, and we put T-posts in around the perimeter of the garden, and we attached the cattle panels, which are real heavy, heavy steel panels, to the T-posts, and then we wrapped the chicken wire and secured it around the cattle panels. And it will last, I'm thinking, 15 years. Because we raised it up off the ground a couple inches so it's not sitting rusting in the dirt, the soil, the concrete blocks.
Good thinking.
So we do things for the long run. Pretty much everything we do is for the long run. And I think that's what separates us. Because we look at plastic and we go, why would we, you know, we could use saran wrap. And we have saran wrap, you know, the big roll of food service wrap. But I don't like using it. That's kind of like the last resort. I would rather use a Rubbermaid washable, reusable container than I would put saran wrap over some food and put it in the refrigerator. I don't want to contribute to the problem of trash. I don't want to be a consumer. I don't want to do that. I want to be a producer, and I want to be a good steward of the planet.
Yeah, and I'll talk about that in a minute when we come back, with some of the things that I've been doing.
Yeah, and so, class, who's on the air with me? Greg Lesher, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. And that's where you can find his book, buy his book. It's also at Amazon. Greg and I will be right back in just a few minutes after these commercial announcements.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Now, class, I'm doing something that I haven't done in a long time, and I'm really looking forward to it. In the latter days of August this year, I will be on stage, and I will be in person teaching a class at a preparedness expo, not ours, another organization's expo, and it's in Missouri. Now I'll be talking about starting your own business, how you can maximize your savings, how you can minimize what you pay Uncle Sam and the state in taxes, and ways of achieving those goals very simply. The seminar, my seminar, is absolutely free. And I'll tell you more about it on Monday, starting on Monday, because I want to put on the website a discount for our class. I haven't done it yet, so I just got the information that I'm going to be. It's confirmed, so I'm on the Internet. My picture's there. The only picture that's available of me, it's about 12 years old, but it's a picture of me, and I'll be speaking. So I'm going to put a discount if you decide you want to camp here at the campgrounds at our farm. I'll put a discount up just for our class and those who are going to be attending this convention, and it's in Missouri. So last few days of August, and I'll give you more information starting on Monday, and I'll be mentioning it probably pretty much every day. Greg, we're talking about oil, we're talking about electric vehicles, and frankly, it's as simple as this, class. Nothing moves in terms of equipment without oil. And the proof of that is all the bearings that you can think of, whether they're wheel bearings, axle bearings for even fans, they all use some kind of lubrication, and it's petroleum-based. So without oil, we've got no lubrication for bearings. Without bearings, we have no movement. It's as simple as that. So if you want to kill a country, if you want to kill a country right now, there are a lot of ways to do it. And one way is just prevent them from getting oil. It's as simple as that. The country will die. There is no substitute. You cannot use a lathe. You can't make parts without lubrication. You can't drill holes in metal without lubricating the drill bit. You can't mill without lubrication. And the best lubrication is petroleum. It's as simple as that. There's no substitute. There'll be no ships. There'll be no airplanes. There'll be no cars. There'll be no Teslas. You won't even be able to make Teslas without oil. And the bearings at the for the generators that generate electricity, they are bathed in oil. They are bathed in oil. And the oil is cooled so that it lasts a long time. And if you spin up a generator, even if it's a hydroelectric plant, without oil lubricating the bearings, the generator will probably fail within a couple minutes. No exaggeration.
Just try and remove the oil out of your diet and see how long you last.
Right.
And, you know, I'm talking natural oil, but nevertheless, it's oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing moves without lubrication. You know, it may move a couple times, but not very long. There are examples on the internet of wheels and tires flying off the fronts of the front ends of vehicles because the hub failed. The bearings weren't lubricated.
Back to the horse and buggy days. What did they put on their wheels?
Well, they put grease on their wheels. Probably animal grease or petroleum grease.
Yeah. Okay. Because they figured, you know, as soon as they invented the wheel, they figured out without the oil, the lubricant, it wasn't going to last very long.
Yeah, and we killed the whales. Why did we kill the whales? Because they had whale fat, whale blubber.
Oil.
And what did we do with that? We made oil out of it. And the Class, I don't think you may know this, but the first automatic transmission fluid was whale oil. The first automatic transmission fluid was natural whale oil. And there is nothing better. Literally, we've been working for decades trying to figure out a better way. And we found a way, but it's not better than whale oil. Whale oil is the best, but we done killed all the whales. We wasted it and slaughtered the whales. They even had ships called whaling ships. For real.
Yeah, I think people are going to be interested in what I'm doing here when we get back to the break.
I'm looking forward to it. Greg's with us. Greg Lesher, realwaterindependence.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has been indicted. charges with at least 7 counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government material. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami, Florida on Tuesday. The indictment remains unsealed. Trump attorney Jim Trusty on CNN.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But he's not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's going to be sliding.
Class is back in session.
Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesher is with us in Utah. Greg, what's the latest out of your workshop?
Well, I'm working on something that I decided I can't do without. It's a prototype. I've got an 8-quart stock pot here. It took 6 10-foot lengths of 1/2-inch copper tubing. Can anybody guess what I'm building? How about you, Vincent?
Well, copper, you said, huh? And 8 quarts. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're going to compete with Budweiser.
I'm building a tabletop real water independent distiller. And, it's got something on the top of it that's about 6 inches wide by 6 inches deep and 12 inches tall. And the reason I got 8 quarts is because this thing's, you know, it produces a lot quicker than I know it is because I've seen it in the 2 foot version than anything else out there. This is something I think that you could take camping with you. And, and I've been checking on a lot of distillers, and a lot of them can't handle salt water. Well, guess what? This will handle your toilet water, salt water. It doesn't matter. That's why I'm building it out of a stainless steel stock pot. But I just thought, I need water. And if I have to move, if I'm going somewhere, I'm going camping, this is going to be perfect. You know, and I've got it so that I can bring it into the house. I can actually plug a little 12-volt power supply in, and it's got a couple of pancake fans that are going to cool those tubes on the stovetop. And I think everybody. I know I want one. I can't imagine anybody not wanting something like that with all the water problems, just at least for their drinking water. You know, and you could do enough to take a shower in this as well as all your drinking water for the day without a problem. But, I'm excited about it. This will be my smallest unit.
I think you've got something because as I look at our campers at the farm here, we provide well water, and there's a creek. But if we didn't have the well water, if we didn't have the hydrant, with well water, they could get water out of the creek, but I wouldn't drink it because it's surface water. I wouldn't drink, even though it's crystal clear, I still wouldn't drink it because there are all kinds of biologicals in the water because it's surface water. And so if you could, take a container, a bucket, grab some water from a creek, put it in your distiller, now you've got distilled water, safe distilled water. So it seems to me that most campers have a fire pit or they have a fire, and that's what they want to do. So if you can make this thing work with, a fire pit or a fire, that's pretty extraordinary. And those are just my thoughts.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be able to do. And I'm going to also make a little unit that I can plug underneath it that's going to have the heaters in it. That I can, just with the solar panel, I can get it boiling.
Yeah, so we've got, Greg, we've got Kyle, USA Prepares Instructor. He called in, and I think he has limited time. Welcome, Kyle.
Yeah, I ain't going to be very long. I just wanted to congratulate you, Greg. That's incredible. I'd be very interested in learning more about that when you get her done. But I was going to, you mentioned the batteries earlier, Vince. And Bert is just going to be on Seventh Heaven if he knows about this on your next hour. Greater Bay Technologies, a Chinese company, of course, has come out with the new Phoenix cell. And this thing supposedly will charge in 6 minutes, and they say it has a 617-mile range. Of course, it's probably about the size of a peanut. But anyway, it's supposed to, from minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit, it'll heat it up to 77 degrees in just a few minutes, and it'll charge it'll charge in 6 minutes and give you 617 miles.
I'm glad you mentioned batteries, Bert.
But this is Kyle. This Kyle.
Kyle. Excuse me, Kyle. Kyle. I'm sorry. Pardon me. Kyle. I'm glad you mentioned batteries because I just heard that commercial about never having to suffer through another power emergency.
Greg. Well, hold. Be very, very careful. Saying something negative.
This is something that everybody. The generators are wonderful, okay. But I want you to realize the batteries do have a life cycle.
Absolutely.
And that's where I need to, you know, you don't get too much confidence is what I'm saying. Everybody needs a solar backup. I agree. I've got one. I live off of it. It's a wonderful thing. But I just want people to realize is that batteries do have a life cycle. And batteries are, if you don't have the capacity to run a refrigerator all night long and for 24 hours a day, it's just not going to happen. So do your research before you just go out and invest.
That's very, very, very well said, because we started this class talking about the long run and durability. And I know people
who
have...
That's all I'm thinking about is the long run.
Yes, me too. And I'm sure Kyle is as well. I know people who have had nickel iron cells, the kind we have, which are really for the long run, and they've decided that it's complicated and they require the addition of distilled water on a regular basis. And that's so much effort that some people have decided to dump them and switch to lithium ion, which lasts about 7 years. So you don't have to add water to the lithium batteries, you just have to add new batteries to the batteries. Replace them as well.
And in 7 years, are they going to be met? If the economy, if good old Biden boy there destroys the oil industry, are we going to even have those batteries available in 7 years? I would say no. You know, one of the things, the unique things about what I'm doing here is I've got a pile of salt left, and I know I can make batteries with salt. So if I have to make my own, I'm going to do it.
When all is said and done, without fossil fuel, nothing happens. There's no lithium.
That's right. You're on your own.
There's nothing. Literally nothing. No paper, pencils, nothing. Without fossil fuels, there's nothing, at least in today's world.
I think this solar generator, like the commercial, it's a wonderful thing. I just want people to not think it's a solve all everything, you know, answer to being off grid and away permanently, because you've got to think about the life cycle of the unit. So never's a long time.
Well, and there's another
component
to that, and that is solar panels. All of them, including ours, yours, Kyle's, all of
ours. Life cycle.
And without the sun, they don't work worth a darn.
No, they don't.
If you look at the Canadian, there's about 400 fires in Canada that is blocking the sun's rays from the northeast part of the United States. So if you've got solar panels there, you really don't have anything today or yesterday.
Well, let me just add to that. I saw a video where all of a sudden these fires started simultaneously across the land. All at one time, it's like they were timed to go off at exactly the same time. That just does nothing but bleed, human caused intentional.
How about satellite-based lasers? How about having a satellite with a parabolic antenna or an array of solar panels stored, the energy stored in the battery bank, and then fire that laser off at the dry ground and starting fire after fire after fire? Because I know for an absolute fact, all you need is a magnifying glass to start a fire.
Well, I also saw a video also in California where that's exactly what happened. It showed the guy had the video, and there was a laser crossing, and you know, the satellite photo, starting a fire.
Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, just for sure. I know for a fact that we have space-based laser weapons. A friend of mine, or acquaintance, I should say, of mine, used to work in that industry. And I asked him about it. He said, I can't comment on it, but I can tell you we've got it.
interesting thing, you know, and also the things that, you know, talking about the kinetic energy, rods from God, concept. He couldn't believe that I'd ever even heard of that. But it was in a magazine or something I was reading a couple of years ago, and he didn't even know it was out in the public sector. Because he was involved in all building a lot of that kind of stuff. So we have that kind of thing. It's just a matter of, you know, would we use it or can I don't trust this government as far as you could spit in a whirlwind right now. But I'll let Greg keep going. I just was going to congratulate you, Greg, and as soon as that's available, I'd love to take a look at it. See it. Are you going to put it on your website?
Yeah, you bet I will. I mean, this is just something that anybody could probably afford. I mean, I can't afford to go without it.
So, I agree. I think that could be extremely important for most people. Like Ben said, you know, I've got ways of getting water out of the ground, but what are you going to do if you are not able to stay in the place you're at, you know?
That's right. So, how many times do you need to recycle that water, you know? I mean, just to think about it. Well, yeah.
All right. So thanks.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle.
See you guys. Thank you.
See you in a couple of weeks. All right. That's Kyle, USA Prepares instructor.
Yeah.
And Kyle's an innovator, Craig, just as you are. He builds things, makes things, prototypes things. And like the rest of us, he probably knows a lot of things that don't work.
And why do I do this? It's because I want something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I need it. I see a need for it. I see a need for it in the future. It's just something that I've got to have.
You live in an area where water is precious.
Absolutely. I think we're finally up to. We've never. This is way ahead of schedule. We're up to 2 inches since January of rain almost.
Wow.
Okay. 2 inches. Sometimes we get 3 inches, maybe a year. For some reason, we're getting a lot of rain. And 2 inches, well, some people get that in one storm. This is since January. So water here is very precious. And it's life, so.
You know what's interesting what's interesting about this, Greg? The way we live, the way most of the instructors live, is we consider everything precious. And we don't want to waste anything. And water is taken for granted. People in the cities just turn the tap on, their faucets leak, we'll get to it someday, and we'll fix it maybe. To us, we want to fix it immediately. Actually, we want to prevent it from leaking in the first place.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A+ rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Classes, let me read a headline now. And this is from thesun.com. Quote, Waymo problems. Waymo self-driving taxi in deadly crash as driverless accidents have more than tripled since January. The article goes on to say, a self-driving Waymo vehicle has struck and killed a small dog in San Francisco in an accident. The driverless company says, claims was unavoidable, end quote. They say it was an unavoidable accident. That's rubbish. It's absolutely rubbish. An accident is unavoidable. Accidents happen because of people not paying attention. Autonomous driving cars are not programmed properly. They're not ready for competition on the streets with people. And this accident was reported to be with a Jaguar I-Pace SUV. A Jaguar is not an English car. It's a Chinese manufactured car. So what are Chinese vehicles doing on the road in the United States, in San Francisco, without drivers behind the wheel? What's going on?
Did that driverless car look to the left and look to the right? Something that a human would do, you know, out of the side of your eyes? No, it didn't, obviously. But you know,
Greg, you drive a truck to earn funds. Okay, so when I say that accidents are unavoidable, when this article says this accident was unavoidable, don't you find that accidents are caused because of inattention, carelessness, lack of maintenance, going too fast for the conditions, not understanding the conditions.
100%, 100%.
Not paying 100%. Attention.
That's why somebody usually walks away with a ticket.
Huh? Because they are avoidable.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we get, this program ends, I just wanted to give people an opportunity. You and I are hands-on. A lot of people aren't, but they still might want to get involved in something like what I'm doing. You know, maybe invest and get off the ground that's going to help and save a lot of people. And, you know, there's an opportunity with Real Water Independence. If you'd like to make an investment or get involved, I can tell you what to do. And that is to look at my CEO. His name's James Webb, just like the telescope, Junior. Look him up on LinkedIn. You'll be able to tell because he's gonna say he's the CEO of Real Water Independence. But there's one way to get involved. But I wanted to put in a plug for that my solar backup. A lot of people, you know, you and I would put together our own portable unit. But a lot of people can't and you know, don't have that capacity. I would say if you don't have a portable power supply where you can run things that's one of the reasons I'm building this distiller, is so that I can move with it and have it when I need it the most to save my life. You might want to give them a call because, you know, look at their products. Because that is it, right? In times like today, when we're about ready to lose oil because of stupid decisions by dumb people that have not our interest in mind, you need to have a backup of some sort. Whether it's water, whether it's food, whether it's electricity, we're beyond the point of return. There's just, I can't stress that enough. Vince, I'm sure you feel the same way.
I do, and you know, and I'll tell you why I do. Because when it rains, the creek is running. When it doesn't rain, the creek doesn't run. And it's like that for everybody. When there's rain, when there's snowfall, you have water coming from the sky, the hydrologic cycle. That's the way it's been for as long as the planet's been around. That's the way it works. And no rain, no water. And Kathy told me that they haven't had rain in a month. You haven't had much rain all year. This is what happens. And 3 days without water, you're dead. It's as simple as that. You cannot grow a garden without water, period. And the proof of that is, just look at how many gardens are in the desert. How many?
That's right.
None.
I figured out a way to do that, but it takes a lot of effort.
Right.
Yeah, it's you just can't walk into the desert and plant a garden. Let's just put it that way. If you're waiting for the rain, it's just not going to happen. You may get a sprout on a good rainstorm, but that plant's going to wither up and die unless you got irrigation.
Years ago, I was in an airplane flying over Phoenix, Arizona, and we were over Phoenix for like 20 minutes in a commercial airliner, and I thought, where does all the water come from? This makes no sense to have this great big city in one of the driest parts of the country. And then when these people all flush their toilets, where does that go? That was my question. And when you see something like that, class, you realize how precarious we are perched. And if you look at New York City, all of the water is imported from someplace else, higher up, for real. RealWaterIndependence.com, Greg's site, RealWaterIndependence.com. Thank you, Greg.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com.
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.